The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Christians. Go to VOMradio.net.
The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to this hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to do things together, talk about stuff, learn about stuff. But not just that. I've often said, let's get informed and then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. And this is one of those hours. This is a chance for you to learn something about an area of the world that's so troubled, so hurting, so broken, but certainly not in the news as it ought to be. And then we're going to give you a chance to step into the sorrow and the pain and the brokenness and bring some healing. The power of the gospel. I'm talking about Heart for Lebanon and the troubled region of Syria, the long-standing Syrian war that is ongoing, and so much more that my guests are going to be able to give us as information today. Jack Hibbard with us. He is on the board of directors of Heart for Lebanon. And we're really honored to have the co-founder of this great ministry, Tom Adama, here with us. He is CEO of that organization, but also, as we just said, co-founder as well. So first, Tom, welcome. It's an honor to have you here.
Well, it's an honor to be with you and your audience this afternoon. Thanks for the warm welcome.
Well, we visited together by phone, but it's nice to have you face-to-face.
Absolutely.
And Jack, thank you for arranging this and coming back to give us a chance to team up with Heart for Lebanon.
Don, it's always great to be with you. And I got to tell you, I could not be more excited of what God's doing in Lebanon. We've got some great things that we need to share with the people today.
We talked about it before we came in the studios a bit ago. Sadly, and it's the nature of the news, whatever's happening at the moment, whether it's like Mr. Trump, President Trump, and North Korea now, obviously getting full coverage. But a lot of these major stories that have been around for years, sadly, quickly get pushed off the page, front page, maybe never even ending up on page 13. So take us to Lebanon and to Syria. Give us the history, if you will, of that longstanding war, if you would. How it all started, Tom. You told me something I had no idea how it was triggered and how long it's been going on.
Well, in March of 2019, the war started its eighth year.
Wow.
So a civil war has been going on for 8 years, and it all started because 12 young men, teenagers, wrote graffiti on a wall, and Assad said, I will not tolerate that, and started clamping down on them. And remember back then, 8 years ago, that was the Arab Spring that was taking place, and it just spread like wildfire. And now today, some 28 million displaced people from the country of Syria, who knows how many millions are dead, and the country will never be the same again. In fact, the UN tells us that if the war stopped today, which we know it will not because it's still going on, it hasn't ended, but if it did stop today, it would take anywhere from 40 to 50 years to put Syria back together again. The country is broke. And I don't think there's any country in the world that I'm aware of that has the want to fix it. I really don't think so. And I'm not just saying that for hype. I don't understand why people would want to fix a sandbox. And you've seen pictures of Aleppo. You've seen pictures of the other towns in Syria. They're nothing but rubble. And in the midst of that rubble, in the midst of this crisis, God hasn't given up on the people of Syria. God never wastes a crisis. Never. Never has and never will. This is our moment in history for the Christians to make a difference. In fact, I like to say this is our Esther moment for my generation. This is our opportunity to make a difference. We can look at it and wring our hands and go, oh, well, that's a mess. It's always been a mess. Always will be a mess. It's not in the news. Forget it. I don't care. But people died for those people just as much as he died for you and I, Don. He gave his life for them. At the foot of the cross, everybody becomes equal. And the radical groups are stepping into the gap and filling the gap. And I can tell you more stories than we have time for on how they're doing that. And I think for the Christian, that's unacceptable. Because we're going to fight radicalism one way or another. And I'd rather fight it with winning people to Jesus
Christ.
Amen
to that.
Discipling them, yes. Building an indigenous mission force to go back into their own country or wherever God sends them around the world. And we have an opportunity to be part of it today. Well, the fields are, I know what my Bible says. Mm-hmm. I'm ordained. My ordination council will come unglued when I say that the fields are not white unto harvest. They're bleached and the fruit is dropping.
Wow.
And if we don't pick it up, the radical groups already are.
Take this moment before the first break, if you would, Jack, to tell us how we can get involved. Very practically, very easily, there are ways right now folks listening can do something as opposed to just feeling badly about it.
Yes, so Heart for Lebanon has the opportunity to serve 2,000 families a month of the 2 million refugees that are in the country of Lebanon. We'll talk more about how they got there, but here's our opportunity today for just 98 cents a day. 98 cents a day, $29 a month. We get to provide Christian education. We do that through our Hope Centers. We do that through our Hope Educational Fund Truck, which rolls into the refugee tent settlements. We get to provide food in monthly food portions for these refugee tent settlements, these refugees who have nothing, absolutely nothing, and the very essentials for survival. Don, we talked about this prior to coming on the air. You saw some video of terrible floods that happened
this past year.
So imagine tents floating. I mean, that's what we had just a few weeks ago. So Heart for Lebanon has the opportunity to minister to these families, but we can only do it with your help. $29 a month is going to help provide Christian education, food, and the essentials for survival for a refugee family of six for an entire year. And it's as simple as a phone call or going to the website today.
The number to call is 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com. You will see a Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that. You can give that way as well. But again, that number, we need to really get out of the chute to this first hour with a good, strong response. Would you help us? $29 a month will provide, think of it, Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family, not of one, but of six, a family of six. And as Jack just said, that's 98 cents a day. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222, online, WAVA.com. Stay with us. We have a lot more to share.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new five-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just in an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUCK for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code BUCK. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Say, folks, Alan Sears, former president, CEO, and general counsel of the Alliance Defending Freedom, recently co-authored the book, The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. It's a great read. And he joined us to talk about it briefly here a few weeks ago on the show. I'm going to share that conversation with you coming up at the bottom of the hour as we move through today's show. Meanwhile, I want to again thank Tracy in Alexandria, Virginia, for that $116 gift to our Heart for Lebanon campaign. Alfred in North Beach, Maryland, for a $348 gift. And also Leif in Olney, Maryland, who also said, I want to give a $348 gift. And that put us within just 31 more families of reaching our goal of providing at least 102 families with a Christian education, survival food, and survival items through the great work of Heart for Lebanon in the refugee camps that have resulted in Lebanon from the impact of the still ongoing war in Syria. Now, we've been telling you about this for a couple of weeks, in fact, most of the month, but we're almost at the end of the month right now, and that means we need to finish the job before the last day of the month. So if you could help us, as so many others have, we really need to hear from you now. $116 provides what I've mentioned for 4 months for one of these refugee families. That's a family of six people. Christian education, food, essentials for survival. $348 will do that for an entire year, or $29 a month for 12 months, whatever you can do. Thank you for staying with us for this next segment and making the call.
Just realizing, wow, that the Lord's invited us into this work. And that's for anybody maybe who's listening. Maybe the Lord's inviting someone out there or many people out there to be part. It's just such an incredible God-given opportunity and time. And so if that's the case, then just go for it, because it will just change your life forever.
888-249-5222. I love that little cut from Drew Ann, Don, because Drew Ann was somebody who was driving around one evening and heard about Heart for Lebanon on the radio, and then ended up taking a trip, getting her church involved, and boy, it's really changed her life being involved with what God is doing. And that's the opportunity we're trying to present to you this afternoon. You're not listening by mistake today. Can I tell you that? God has you listening at this appointed moment, because it might be a moment just like it was for Drew Ann, that he's calling you to do something really unbelievable in a very troubled part of the world. Your gift of $29 a month right now is going to help provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. That's an entire family living in a tent settlement in Lebanon. It's just 98 cents a day. Will you be part of what God's doing there? 888-249-5222. If you're one of those people that doesn't like to get on the phone, my wife's one of those people, never likes to talk to anybody on the phone, barely will talk to me, Don, sometimes. But anyway, if you're one of those folks, or maybe you're too busy to just get on the phone, go online. You can make this gift in just a couple of moments at WAVA.com. Don, I am so excited about the opportunity that we have together partnering with you. We're trying to take care of 115 families. Now, I want to break that down. There's about 30 families in each refugee, average, about 30 families in each refugee tent settlement that we take care of. So what we've got the opportunity to do is to sort of place a stake in the ground, a WAVA stake in the ground for Christ, that is, right, and own four of these refugee tent settlements together. I can't think of anything more excited, because when I tell you there are more Muslims coming to Christ and God is moving like any other time in our generation, I don't know that I can adequately explain it. And here is our opportunity. I imagine sitting at the dinner table tonight and being able to tell your family, hey, we took a family. We've got a family. I would love it if this next, before the top of the hour, it would be great if we could take care of the next five families and really get this thing started. Again, that's just 98 cents a day. At 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Can I tell you about Kaylee? Kaylee, this little girl, man, I mean, she has been through some unbelievable circumstances. You know, war and terror, like so many families there, forced them from their home. By the way, one thing that's forgotten, I think, oftentimes when we talk about the effects of the Syrian war, we forget that a lot of these people had really regular lives. I mean, I've met there, Don, professionals, dentists, doctors, mechanics, people who had good jobs, big homes. There was a lot of land in Syria. And literally, we've met people where they got a knock on the door and we're told, you got 15 minutes to get out and we're going to start firing. Well, Kaylee was like a lot of other families. They got forced from their home. They went through terrible conditions to get to Lebanon, and now here they are living in a farmer's field. Dirt and disease everywhere, no bathrooms, no running water. We met Kaylee and her family when we were distributing monthly food portions. They depend on Heart for Lebanon month after month for those basic needs. And the injuries that Kaylee's parents experienced on their way to Lebanon have made it so they can't work. They couldn't even work in a farmer's field if they wanted to. There's not a lot to look forward to for Kaylee, except when that Hope on Wheels, Heart for Lebanon Hope on Wheels educational fund truck comes in. We do that about every other week in the refugee tent settlements, and she just loves game time and the Bible lessons that happen there. About the third week that we came in, that she started attending, Kaylee asked one of our leaders who Jesus was. And the leaders were kind of taken back, Don, because they hadn't even started the Bible lesson yet. The question surprised them. And they said, so why are you asking about Jesus right now? And Kaylee said, because there's got to be somebody who loves you, because you treat us differently. Wow. You treat us differently. There's something different about you. And that day, Kaylee came to faith in Jesus Christ. And since then, her father, her mother, and her four other family members, cousins living in that tent, they're all believers. So you ask yourself today, what can 98 cents do? That's what 98 cents a day can do. It can change eternity. It can sustain hope for a family who so desperately needs to know that Jesus loves them.
Folks, it's so easy to do it. 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222. I know I've, through the years, been told I say the number too fast, so I'm slowing it down. 888-249-5222. And if you're near your computer, WAVA.com, you'll see a banner there that you can just click on that, make your gift there. And you can be part of a ministry that really is doing the work of the Lord. I mean, that's a phrase we use, but this is God's work. This is God's passion. This is God's heart. I've often said God, the Lord Jesus himself reflected it in his own ministry, and the scripture's full of it from one end of it to the other, that there are at least two things very heavy on the heart of God. One is the poor and the needy. And the second thing is the children. Those were major issues with God from the Old Testament all the way through. And then exacerbate the situation with a war like the Syrian war, and you can imagine how heavy the heart of God is. And I remember years ago reading of a guy who said, you know, for years I kept saying, well, why does God let this stuff happen? And where's God when all this is going on? Earthquakes and famines and wars and all that, and all the suffering. And then he said, as I got closer to God and God began to be able to speak to me, instead of me indicting God, God simply quietly said to me, where have you been? Where are you? Mm-hmm. And that's the point, isn't it, Tom? That's really the point.
That's the whole point of the whole thing. Can you imagine everything you just mentioned? You got the war, breaks the heart of God. You have children that are breaking the heart of God. You have famine. They're all living at or below the extreme poverty line, breaking the heart of God. And we have the answer. We can restore hope. We can restore dignity. We can restore their dreams and their purpose for another future. How? By introducing them to Jesus Christ. And all it is $29 a month. Allows us to be the hands, and we like to say the voice of Jesus Christ, because we just don't give them something. We actually tell them about Jesus. We try to show them what Jesus is really like. It's a radical way of doing ministry unconditionally. Remember, these kids have nothing to do. Inside Syria, they probably never would have heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, they're in Lebanon. No desire to go to Lebanon except for, I got to get away from this bombing. I can tell you the story about Peter at our next break because it's a little long, but I can tell you about Peter who came to Lebanon with absolutely nothing, came and took a month to get there in bare feet. Who's going to help them? If we don't do this, the radical groups already are. When I was there last, 15 young men are walking the streets protesting the West. They're being paid $25 a day to protest by radical groups. Yet we have the answers, and we can step up and make a huge difference for the positive, for the good in these kids.
We have time for you to tell that powerful story that you shared with me just
good.
just before we came on the air, the one about the mother who held $500 in one hand,
yep,
and her looked across the room at her children in the other. Tell that story.
Well, I was in May. I was in Lebanon, sitting in the tent in the Bekaa Valley, and they're literally oversized Boy Scout tents. We're sitting there on an old rough concrete floor, and the mom said to me, "I'm so thankful for Heart for Lebanon that somebody could help Heart for Lebanon help me." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, for years, about 2 years, I was a recipient of food aid, of family care. My two children were in your educational program, part of your children's at-risk activities." And she said, then I had a guy show up at my door, mom with children, no man in the house. Guy shows up and says, "I'll give you everything that Heart for Lebanon is giving you plus $500 a month cash. When you're living at the extreme poverty line, what would you do?" I'd like to think I wouldn't take it, but she took it. Little did she know that that was an Islamic nonprofit from the UK. and she had to move to a different camp. And over time, a short period of time, like 2 weeks, the kids became mad and angry and became fighting with each other and fighting everything and just arguing. And one day she stood in her camp and she said, gave me this illustration. She said, in my left hand, I had $500. Over in the right side of my face, I could see my kids fighting with each other. And do I want $500 and lose my kids, or do I want my kids to be sold out and different personality and lose the $500? She took that $500 and put it on the fire and burned it. Came back to our camp, and the kids now are reinstated in our school system. And if you saw them, like I did in May, they're turning their life around positive. We added dignity. We added the love of Christ. It's the environment that we build. We like to call it, we build faith-defining environments where Jesus can prosper, where kids can learn. These are bright young men and women for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Give us the offer and the challenge once again. We'll take the break, Jack.
Well, we've been talking about just 98 cents a day. $29 a month helps provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for this refugee family of six. 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. Listen, you may be hearing about Heart for Lebanon for the very first time and thinking, well, I don't know, that monthly investment, I don't know if I can commit to that. That's okay, right? We can take care of this family. Every $29 gift takes care of one of those months, so maybe you could consider giving a gift of $116. That would take care of 4 months for this family. Whatever you can do, I want you to be a part of what God is doing in a very troubled part of the world. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never get over the blessing of it. And God will honor and multiply your gift. I've seen it played out hundreds of times in Lebanon. 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. A really quick phone call or very fast online at WAVA.com.
This is the entertainment answer. Lion King reigns in the theater, and Donald Glover, who voices Simba, says this about the message.
It's a very human and honest story of, like, nothing's permanent. It's such a great and beautiful way of talking to children about how permanence is not the point. The point is to be here and to be responsible for each other and love each other. I think that's, you know, very special.
Lion King, rated PG. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor. Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the Redux Group at Keller Williams. And last year we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But as a dad of six and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778 or visit chriscraddock.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Clear tonight. Overnight low ranging from 62 at outlying areas to 70 in the district. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 88. mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows 66 to 71. For Saturday and Sunday, sunshine and patchy clouds, gradually turning warmer and more humid. High Saturday, 89. High Sunday, 91. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on the Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. The book is called The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. It's written by Alan Sears and Craig Austin and Ryan Cole, published by Baker. And joining us to talk about the book and why he and his colleagues have chosen to write it is the former Reagan administration official, former federal prosecutor Alan Sears. Alan also, as many of you know, is founder of Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. It's a well-known organization established in 1994. To advocate for our rights to freely live out our faith, especially in the context of this increasingly hostile culture and world in which we're living. Their website, by the way, is adflegal.org. Alan, it's an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, it's an honor for me to be with you, Don, and always appreciate the voice of reason on waiver.
Well, you folks help us in that regard. We work closely with ADF on a number of these issues. We'll get to that another time, perhaps, but very fascinating book I've begun to read, pulls you right in. And I learned early on in reading that you, in a way, have a very personal connection to this story, don't you?
Well, you know, two regards. One, my father was actually employed by what was at that time called the Executive Office of the President, Civil Defense. And one of the things that he did was basically train people on how to survive nuclear war. And obviously, we didn't want there to be a nuclear war, and President Eisenhower was the one who kept us out of it. And then the second personal connection was leading ADF and leading ministry. I was always looking for role models of people to teach different values, to help people with their formation on the team. And Eisenhower stood out as a guy who came from abject poverty, absolute nowhere, no credentials of any kind, to become the supreme commander of the largest military force in the history of the world, to win the battle, to become the 34th president, and to accomplish many amazing things. So then I began to ask the question, why did he do it, and what was his basis? What gave him the strength, the ability to persevere through a 40-year career, which the first 20-some years were pretty boring, pretty stiff, and pretty dull? What gives you the fire to go on?
You know, on that last point, I'm glad you mentioned it because I've already been reading about that, if you look at his career in those early years, you'd say this guy is going nowhere.
Yeah, Don, if you don't believe in the hand of Providence, he was an absolute a guy who started from nowhere, going nowhere fast. He went to West Point. He wanted to get in the Naval Academy. But he got in West Point instead, which was a miracle because he had no connections. He was a mediocre student there. The only thing he started out was football, and he had an injury that took him off the football field and graduated somewhere in the middle of his class and then had one dull, boring assignment after another. But each of those assignments taught him different aspects that would figure into his career later on. Just for example, one of the things that happened to him when we move up to the First World War, he wanted to go to the sound of the guns like every other young officer. But instead, they put him in charge of a tank training center. Mm-hmm. Churchill had this idea that tanks might be useful in warfare, which we kind of laugh looking backwards, but nobody knew. And he got the job of training guys to go do what he wanted to do. And not only did he take a camp that was designed for 4,000 that grew to 10,000, did he do it so superbly that he rose from captain to lieutenant colonel in a period of less than 7 months. He did it so well that he was recognized and kind of marked for leadership for the rest of his career. But the reward, Don, when the war ended, He reverted back to his permanent rank as captain and got another set of what most people would say were dull, kind of meaningless assignments. But again, if we believe there was a hand of providence of God, each of these, again, prepared him for what he was going to do in the future. One of those, for example, was traveling to France. His wife and he had had some pretty rough assignments. They had actually separated for a while because of one of the assignments in Panama that was so physically rigorous. And so they went to France, and he spent a year working for the Battlefield Monuments Commission, designing a guidebook to help people know where their fallen brothers and sisters and sons had died. And in doing that, guess what happened? He walked France. He learned the terrain of France like the back of his hand, which might have been a little useful later on when we get further down his life story.
Through all of this, I suspect, from what I read in the book, he was being watched, though he didn't know it. I suspect he had no idea. Leadership was watching him through all of these years when he felt he was going nowhere. Am I right?
Yeah, guys with names like Black Jack Pershing, General Connor, General George Marshall, who later became Chief of Staff of the Army, MacArthur. All of these guys had spotted Eisenhower and began to watch him and watch over his career.
We'll take a break and come back with more in a moment. Alan Sears with me. Not near enough time to do justice to the book, but I hope it whets your appetite to get some copies. The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. We'll get to his faith, the roots of it, as a matter of fact. Where did it come from? We'll talk about that with Alan in a moment. Stay with us.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow. What a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Hi, Don Crow here for Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank you for your incredible generosity in providing desperately needed relief for at least 102 refugee families in Lebanon, whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they were forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. So far, you've helped provide Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials to 71 of these dear families, leaving us a goal to go of just 31 more. But we only have a few days left in this campaign, so your gift right now could not be more timely or urgent. $348 provides for a family of six for a full year. $116 provides for that family's needs for 4 months. And anything you can give right now is going to make a difference when you call 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's GUY to 85850.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, talking with Alan Sears, one of the authors of The Soul of an American President, the untold story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's faith. And Alan, talk about the roots of this remarkable man's faith, his family, River Brethren. What can you tell us about their faith and how that affected him?
Well, like probably most of us who've been blessed to be in a home where people have faith, he learned the Bible as a small child. His parents were of the River Brethren tradition, which came out of the Mennonites. They had, of course, like all other Mennonite sects, had to flee Europe because of religious persecution, looking for freedom on new shores. And a sad thing happened, though, in his early childhood. He had one of his brothers to pass, and his parents were devastated by that. And that led his mother to actually depart from the family heritage and to become part of a different sect. She actually became part of a group that was later known by the name Jehovah Witness. But whatever faith she held, she always was a Bible studier. She always was interested in Scripture. Dwight said he read the Bible cover to cover before he was 9 years old, and then he read it again. His mother did Bible drills, and so he learned the Scripture. And I'll just mention, going way down in his life, when he used Scripture later on, he used it in context with meaning, and he knew what the verses were, and he didn't give us claims of things that were in the Bible that, like we see politicians doing these days, where they write some extra verses for the Lord, you know. But anyway, growing up with this foundation, he and his brothers never accepted his mother's Jehovah Witness period of life, but they were very respectful and, of course, loved their mother a great deal. But as they moved forward in life, they had obviously not been baptized. They were not active in churches. And when he went into the Army at West Point, he was involved in a Bible study there for a while. But through his Army career, really never got involved in organized religion. He moved a lot, was transferred around. His wife and he had been married by a Presbyterian pastor. That was her background. And so let's fast forward. And this is one of the fun parts of the book. We get into the campaign in 1952. At this point, he's been the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, Chief of Staff of the Army, Commander of NATO, President of Columbia University. And he's meeting with Clara Booth Luce and Billy Graham and others, and they say, Dwight, you got to be a member of a church. You can't run. You can't be elected president. And he said, you know what? I've got a deep faith. And he talked about the fact that he'd gone to his knees countless times in World War II. He actually told Clara Booth Luce he couldn't have been commander without the recourse to his knees and to prayer, but he would not exploit church membership for the election. He said, if I lose, I lose. Well, but it really struck him that he needed to be part of a church, be part of a regular fellowship. So after he's elected, He talks to the pastor of National Presbyterian in Washington, D.C. He connects with others, and he decides that's where he's going to end up. So he's inaugurated. He did something no president ever did before or since. He interrupted his own speech to pray, a prayer he himself had written, And then a week after that, he walked down to National Presbyterian Church by himself for service. And a few days later, he went back to National Pres. He made a proclamation of faith. He was baptized, confirmed, and received into membership. And Don, he essentially never missed a Sunday the rest of his life unless he was in some kind of complicated travel or he had a heart attack or health problems.
And of course, as the book points out and early on about these experiences, the critics wouldn't leave him alone in either way. If he had done against his better judgment, had gone religious, if you will, in quotes, before the election, he knew what that would mean. But on the other hand, post his inauguration, and as you've just so well described, coming into the faith specifically and openly, there are those who still criticized him.
You know, I just love it. You know, the guy was so careful, and we had so many private conversations to know how sincere he was without exploiting his faith. But one of the senators, particularly one from West Virginia, went after him very hard when he actually was received into the church and said the whole thing was a fake for votes. The votes are over. He's been elected. And you know, it sounds like so many contemporary things where whatever you do, it's always going to be wrong to the criticizing public. But Ike proved to be faithful, and he became very active. And after he left the presidency, he continued to attend church every Sunday as long as he was healthy the rest of his life. He barely ever missed a Sunday. And as he traveled from different parts of the country with seasons from his farm home in Gettysburg, the only home he and his wife had ever owned, to Denver, Colorado, where they acquired a summer place, to staying with friends in Palm Springs in the winter, or going to Augusta National to play golf. Every place he adopted a church, and even though he was a member of one, and he got in the cornerstone laying business. And the church in Denver, Corona Presbyterian, he helped raise the money to build their new facility, and he donated the pulpit, which is in their church today.
We're going to take a final break. Alan, when we come back, there's so much more than this half hour just would give us time for. Pick one or two things you want to make sure that we know about the book when we come back. We'll be back in a moment with Alan Sears. But again, the point is just to whet your appetite, The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. I'm into it already. It's a great read. I encourage you to get it. It's published by Baker. I'm sure you can get it at your usual sources.
Four Ways God Answers Prayer. Hi, I'm Pastor Jack Morse of the Largo Community Church in Mitchellville, Maryland. This coming Sunday, July the 28th, I'm going to look at the scripture with you and discover the four different ways God answers prayer. The Holy Spirit is going to sensitize us to a Word of God alertness on the four different ways God answers prayer. The healing word for receiving answers to prayer, that's this Sunday at the Largo Community Church in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Pastor Jack Morris.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, Don Crow here for Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank you for your incredible generosity in providing desperately needed relief for at least 102 refugee families in Lebanon, whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they were forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. So far, you've helped provide Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials to 71 of these dear families, leaving us a goal to go of just 31 more. But we only have a few days left in this campaign, so your gift right right now could not be more timely or urgent. $348 provides for a family of six for a full year. $116 provides for that family's needs for 4 months. And anything you can give right now is going to make a difference when you call 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune into the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight Eisenhower's Faith. And in the introduction, just this last sentence or so, we invite you on our journey to view one of the most consequential, admired, and complex Americans of the 20th century, the one whom Time magazine, in the height of its prime, dubbed on its cover, the man who beat Hitler, and whose steady hand and faith guided our nation during the frostiest days of the Cold War and beyond. Alan Sears, one of the authors of that. Alan also, of course, founder of ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. And in this last moment, Alan, what do you want us to make sure we know about this book and the story that you've put together for us?
I think the most exciting thing, Don, is he gave us not just a past to study, but a future to look toward. Eisenhower's 1953 inaugural speech is one of the most amazing things I've ever read and studied. And it really provided the outline for how he would govern for the next 8 years. He understood the only hope for the world as we know it will be complete spiritual regeneration. He said free government cannot be explained in any other terms but religious. Our founding fathers had to refer to the Creator in order to make their revolution experiment make sense.
I've been talking with Alan Sears, co-author of a superb new book, The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. And there is so much more to the book than we've had time to cover in this brief visit together. So I recommend that you get a copy, maybe a couple for your friends, and of course available at your usual sources. Once again, The Soul of an American President, the untold story of the late President Dwight D. Eisenhower's faith. Very good read. Thanks for joining us for this edition of The Don Crow Show.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.